What's going on? This is D. And welcome back to another episode of D Abundance Podcast. So I was sitting out back and and I was thinking to myself and I was asking myself, like, what is pain? You know what I mean? Like, what is pain to me? Because for some reason, something in me hurts. I don't know what it is. So, excuse me, this is going to be probably one of my darkest but most honest emotional podcasts yet. But I never started podcasting like, oh, I'm going to get famous. It gave me a place to express myself and, you know, and have fun, you know, talking to other people and stuff. But let me not get too sidetracked. So I asked myself, like, what is pain? Like, what is pain to me? You know, and I started thinking about things that hurt. And none of it's physical. Like, none of it's physical. And, like, it's things like, knowing the people that care the most about you are the furthest away. Like, knowing that I meet some of the most beautiful women. Like, and when I say that, I don't mean that in, like, looks. You know, I mean that, like, just personality, characteristics, the morals, and like, I meet these women and I'm so numb to them. It's like I see how amazing they are and how some men would die to have, you know, a woman like this in their life. And I'm so numb to those feelings. Like, I see it, it's there. I'll spend time, I'll hang out, but it's like, I'm so numb to the commitment of it because this is where the pain comes, because it's like, I've been hurt so fucking much. And that shit sucks because not only, like, does it affect relationships with women, but it affects, and I've said this so many times in different podcasts, but it's affected so much shit in my life. And I hate that, you know, and that's a pain. That, and it's like, how do you fix that? How do you get rid of that, you know? You know, like I said, I'm just expressing myself. Like, pain, like, what pain is to me. Like, pain is like dropping my son off and knowing he deserves better than what he's getting. And and I can't change but so much. I only have so much control over what goes on. And that hurts me in a deeper and different way. Like I said, this is what pain is to me. You know, I've been in car accidents. I've had my head bust open. I've, you know, had different surgeries. Like, you know, those heal. You have scars from them. But, like, this pain that I feel, I really don't know how to get rid of it. You know, and it comes in such a wave at times, like tonight, really. And, you know, so I figured out, hey, share. But, like, I tend to get sidetracked. I do that a lot. But, like, pain, like, when it comes to my son, I'm so thankful. So I love my son to death. Like, I do, and I would do anything for him. I would sacrifice whatever I need to in order for him to have what he needs to have every time. But how do you change what you can't change? What you only have control over what you have control over. And I say that also saying it to myself, because it's like when it comes to him, I hate that he has to leave my house, especially when he's like, I don't want to go. And when I'm dropping him off, he's hugging me constantly, you know, and I just feel that. And, you know, that's my partner. That's my little sidekick. Like, he's my reason. He's my everything. And then it just sucks, you know, when, like, you feel like you're doing everything you can and you're trying to do everything you can to, or for things to change so you can be in a different position for your child. And that shit gets hard. And that shit hurts. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit hurts on a different level. Like, I don't know. And it's like, what do you do? You know what I mean? Like, you only have so much control over what you have control over. And it's like, you... Pain, man. That shit... Pain is like... Knowing people won't change unless they change. Like, you can't change people, you know? You can't change people's circumstances. You can't. I'm just trying to find a way to ease what I feel is pain, you know, because like I said, this was something I was just thinking to myself and what I think is pain. And the things that came across my mind aren't physical things, aren't things that can physically hurt me. And I don't know. Real hard on myself too about a lot of shit. It's like I just want to always be doing better. And sometimes me doing that, I get so sidetracked, I forget and have forgotten where I even started from. But it's like, can you blame me for wanting more, for wanting better? You know, but I don't know. This shit gets crazy sometimes. Like I said, tonight just kind of came away. It's just, you know, I just want to know what it is, like why I feel like that, and why I do feel like that, and why at times I get the way I do. You know, for as much as I enjoy my alone time, I feel alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to my thoughts and my feelings and shit like that. And, you know, I don't take for granted the people I have in my life, but I also know you can't talk to everything. You can't talk to everybody about everything. Like, you just can't do that. And for me, I feel like sometimes I'm coming from such a different place with things. It's hard to talk to people because I hate to express something to someone and their response to me isn't really, like, it doesn't sit with me. Like, I don't know. I'd rather just keep things to myself because I also don't want to start feeling like a person's just telling me whatever they're telling me just to make the situation seem better. Just, like, I don't know. But if you don't talk to people and you don't open up to people, how can you expect anyone to be there for you? And that's when that whole trust thing comes into play. And that shit sucks. It sucks. Like, I hate that I'm like that. I hate that I feel like that towards people. I hate that, you know, that I'm just like that, you know? It's, I don't know, wish I could do better, you know? I just feel like in life, some of the closest people have you know, been the ones that hurt me the most. And I used to say this, like, in a way sometimes, like, yo, if my mom would do something, if my dad would do something, like, who the fuck are you? Like, how, like, who are you not to do something? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And, like, that's a whole nother thing in itself. Like, when it comes to my parents, like, you know, as recently, like, me and my dad have gotten better, but me and him just kind of, as different as we are the same in a lot of ways. Like, I tell people, there's a lot of things I learned from my dad just watching him, you know? Not too much of what he says, but just watching him. But what I was saying is, like, you know, my parents, like, we don't talk. Like, I go months without talking to my mom. And, you know, I don't put that all on her. You know what I mean? I don't blame her, like, oh, my mom don't call me because the phone works both ways. But it's like when you grow up kind of, you know, not having something, like, you learn to kind of, you know, deal without it. You know what I mean? And, but that's something I feel like bothers me too. Like, that's a different pain, you know? These are things that I don't know why, but they're just coming out of me tonight. I'm just feeling it, you know what I mean? Maybe it's these lights. I ain't turn my damn lights up or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of in my feelings. But I feel, hey, why not just express what I'm feeling, you know? This is why I did this. But I don't know. And it's like, you know, shit hurts something. Like, you, it's hard to explain even what it is. It's like, for me, I just kind of, it's like something's wrong. It's like a feeling of just like, like something, like, it's, I don't know. It's just a gloomy feeling. I fight it. Like, I do, I have my days. Then I have some nights where I'm just like, like, I'm just done. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't know. But it's like, I can't end it because, like, what about my son? Like, I love my son too much. You know, it's like, I'll sit here and suffer and go through this mentally, emotionally, like, whatever it is, because I got to be here for my son. Like, I got to do that, you know? But sometimes I'll be like, I don't know how much I can fucking take sometimes. That shit gets, I don't know. And then, like, who do you go to when you're supposed to be the strong one in your family? You know what I mean? You're the one that's kind of like doing okay, you know? I don't know. And that comes from a different side of my family. Like, when I say that, that ain't in regards. Like, I don't say that about my siblings, you know? I kind of just refer that when I'm talking about, like, my grandma. But I don't know. I saved myself because I damn sure, like, was tearing up. I was like, I can't cry on this because I don't want to. Because I don't want to. The fuck, you grown? Who you talking to? But yeah, I don't know. I just felt like a wave overcome my, like, as I was sitting out back, and I was like, you know what, this might be something to express. This might be something I need to put down. And two, because this is also documentation for myself, you know, like, who's to say, because I found things that I've done, like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, and I'm like, oh, damn, that's, like, I was doing that, that's cool, and I see how much I've grown, personally, like, my growth, and so when I do things like this, I like to have it, you know, so I can always look back on it. But I don't know, I don't want nobody thinking I'm soft. You know, I ain't soft now just because I'm in touch with my feelings. But I don't know, also just, in a way, it makes me feel better because I'm getting it out. Like, I feel like I'm talking to someone, me, that understands what I'm saying, even if I'm not saying it the right way, because I know where it's coming from. You know, like, I have friends, but like I said, I don't talk to my friends about everything. I just, people got their own problems, and I don't wanna, and, you know, add on to that. You know, you never know, like, what's going on in someone's life, and then you call them with your stuff, and I just don't want to do that. That's not, nah. So I don't know. I'm trying to do better though. I'm trying to, I don't know, find a way to alleviate things. Like, I go to the gym, you know, that makes me feel good. But like, I just don't know where this little fucking thing comes from. I don't even know what to call it. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it gets the best of me, you know, and just puts me in moves. Like, I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to deal with nobody. I don't want to be around nobody, you know, but I don't know. At one point, I thought I was getting better with it. You know, I was more open to doing things, but I don't know. I feel like in time, people show you who they are, and you just, I don't know. And like, for me, like, and I'm not nobody special. Like, I'm nobody, you know what I mean? Like, I am who I am, you know, and I'm thankful and grateful for who I am, despite of what I deal with and what I go through. But I am thankful for the things I have gone through. I am. But when it comes to me, like, I do like a whole just kind of weeding out process when it comes to just people, you know. Like, if I meet someone new, like, yeah, I talk to you, we'll go back and forth, boom, you know, conversation dies down. I kind of see where it goes from there. If you pick it back up, okay, cool, let's see. But it takes a while for me to really, like, trust someone enough to be like, ah, this is who I am. Because I feel like once people know who you are, then they know how to play. You know, they know how to play with your feelings, know how to play with your emotions. They just know how to play that game, man. I don't know, it sucks to think like that, but that's how I think. I don't know. I don't want to think like that, but I do. And that sucks because, like I said, that just keeps me from maybe different experiences I could have with great people, you know. But I'm working on it. I'm definitely am working on it. But yeah. See, I drifted off a little bit from the whole just thing of what pain is to me and what I think pain is. And, you know, I feel like one of my biggest pains is just like wanting to be so much better and in such a better place than where I am now. And it's crazy because, like, I'm very grateful and I'm very thankful for who I am. And I truly do mean that. But it's like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm supposed to be doing something else. I just feel it, and I don't know what it is, and that creates so much anxiety in my life because I just want to be better. I want to do better. I want to just be in a better position for myself, for my family, you know, for my friends, and that's just tough, you know. But that's pain. That's my pain. That's what I think pain is, you know. Pain is, you know, like, just, I don't know, because I could ask people what was their worst pain for me. What was their worst pain? And I'm pretty sure a lot of people say physical, something physical. And for me, it's like one of the worst things I ever felt was just my heart. Like, I literally thought my heart was just broken. You know what I mean? Like, I was hurt so damn bad, like, so bad. I remember, like, the pain. Just like, I remember throwing myself on the bed, just crying, just, oh man. But it was such like a, it wasn't even what happened. What happened triggered so much in my life. Like, so much at that time that it just completely broke me. Like, it broke me. Like, it broke me to the point where I was just crying, sleeping on the, like, I slept in the bathroom for 2 weeks. I couldn't eat. Like, it broke me because I really turned around and was like, just damn. Like, fuck. Like, you too, like, after everything, everybody, like, damn, here we go, you know. And it broke me to the core, and I was questioning so much about myself, like my life. And you know, I remember someone got a hold of my dad because of, you know, I wasn't talking to anybody, whatever. He ended up showing up to my place. I remember just breaking down in front of him and just crying, like, damn, man, like, you know, why you ain't teach me to be a man? Like, why you ain't teach me how to treat people? Like, why you ain't teach me all these things? And I'm like, and I it felt so real to me, because I'm like, dude, I'm out here fucking up relationships. I'm up here like not getting with like these amazing women that are in my life because I feel like I've been subconsciously programmed to fuck with these nothing ass females that I've seen. Like, you know, like I'm really just going in, breaking it up. But I love my dad, don't get me wrong. So what I'm saying is, I'm just telling y'all about the moment, you know what I mean? And I'm just crying, I'm just asking all these things, like, yo, you ain't play ball with me, you ain't do this, you ain't do that. Like, why you always took this lady's side when she was blaming me for this? Like, damn, that, like, you know what I mean? But I learned how to be a father from my father. Like, I seen what he did, and whether I want to do that or not, it's on me. But anyway, so back. I said that because I don't want to make my dad seem like he a bad dude, because he not, you know. But my dad had me young, so that goes with that. But I remember I had just broke down crying. I just hurt so bad. Like, I was so fucking devastated, just in everything, you know. I couldn't even face my son. It was hard. It was so hard for me. And I feel like I have not been the same since then. Like, I haven't. And this has been over 5 years ago that I know. Yeah. And I haven't been the same. And I think about who I used to be and how much fun I used to have, and I don't know, I was just more abundant, you know. It's crazy, but I'm working on it, you know. But I just feel like from then, like, that has created this, I don't even know what to call it. I want to be like, oh, I got a hole in my heart. But it's created this pain in my chest, or this, I just want it to stop, you know. And I want to be able to not feel so numb to people. Like, I want to be able to be, fuck, man, like, because it's crazy, because it's like, I really should not really think about, like, a lot of relationships that I probably am currently fucking up. Like, just, like, I'm going to be honest, you know what I mean? Like, people say they get it, they understand, you know, but when you're going through it and you're dealing with it and someone, you're putting someone else through it, like, people, you got to understand and you got to respect people for protecting themselves when they know they're dealing with your bullshit. And I'm open about my bullshit, you know? But I don't know, I want to do better. I'm trying to do better in all aspects, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. But I'm really trying to get to the core of what pain, you know, what this pain is and what I need to do to rid it, get rid of it. What if I said that right? To rid it. But I don't know. And don't get me wrong, like, I'm very thankful for my life, you know what I mean? Like, I am grateful. You know what I mean? But just because people smile, laugh, joke, and go on through their day, that doesn't mean they're not dealing with something, like, deep. Like, really deep. You know, and I was just telling somebody the other day, because not even the other day, it was earlier today. Felt like earlier today, because I was doing so much when I got home. But I was telling him, he was like, you know, it was my uncle. I stopped by. I had class by his house. So I stopped by a couple of times. You know, he was telling me, like, it was good, you know, seeing me. We had a good time. And, you know, and my grandma was telling me, she's like, you know, you're always a good time when you come around. Like, you, people like you, you know. And I'm always like, why? Why? But I always want people to have a good time and smile when they're around me, because I know what that shit feel like to hurt. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want nobody to feel like that. That shit is crazy. That shit, it gets deep. It gets deeper than people know. You know what I mean? You got to check on your people. make sure everybody good. And like I said, I'm good. I'm just expressing my thoughts on what I feel pain is to me, what my pain is, the pain I live with, you know. And I know I'm not the only one, you know what I mean? I just hope that, you know, anyone who is living like that or dealing with it is strong enough to continue to keep going, you know. You know, change is inevitable. Just because it's like that right now don't mean it's going to be like that tomorrow. So I try to hold on to that faith. But as I say, be thankful, be grateful, appreciate people, whether they're in your life for 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, because you never know when it's their time to go. And don't forget, live life in abundance.